Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Babasa. We're up to parak Be'ez Mishneh Hey. Marchikenes Hasulam in Ashovach Arba Amos. You should distance your ladder from your neighbor's dovecot by 4 amos. Kedei shel tikpot hanemiyah, so that pest animals shouldn't be able to jump up the ladder and damage all the birds. Ve'sakosel min hamaschila Arba Amos. You should also distance the wall from the gutter by 4 amos. Kedei sheizokif hasulam, so that people can lean the ladder to be able to climb up and clean the gutters. Marchikenes ha-shovach mani ir chamishim ama. You should keep your shovach 50 amos away from the city, your dovecot 50 amos from the city. V'le'asadim shovach b'toch shalal el m'ken yeshul chamishim ama l'kol ruach. And you're not supposed to build the shovach in your own property unless there are 50 amos around on all sides, because that's how far we assume that the birds are going to travel, and we don't want them eating from your neighbor's property. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Beis Arba'as Kurin Melo Sheger Hayona. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's 4 kor that you need in each direction. A kor is 30 se'in, and that's a much greater amount of space. But we happen to not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda the bartender points out. Vim lekacha, because that's Melo Sheger Hayona. That's how much a bird could fly at one shot. Vim lekacha, afilu beis rova, harei b'ches kaso. But if you bought it and it's much closer to the property line, so you can assume that the previous owner had a right to build it there, and therefore you're allowed to keep it the way it always was. So where did the 50 amos come from if the Melo Sheger Hayona is much more? So we assume in the first 50 amos it gets all the food that it needs, and beyond that it's still able to fly at one shot, but it's not going to be taking any food. So Mishnah Vav, Nipul Hanimtza B'toch Hamishim Amah. If you find a bird that's within 50 amos, Harei Yishol Bala Shovach, if it's not yet able to fly, it's a baby bird, it's still hopping around, so you assume within 50 amos it belongs to the owner of that shovach. Chutz mi'chamishim amah harei shel motzo. If it's beyond 50 amos and you find it, then you're allowed to keep it because you have no indication that it came from that shovach. It couldn't have gotten there on its own from that shovach, so it must have been dropped by somebody. So just like it could have been dropped by the owner of that shovach, it could have been dropped by anybody else. Nimtza ben shnei shovachos, karv lezeh shelo, karv lezeh shelo. If it's within 50 amos of 2 different shovachs, so and you don't know which one it came from, whichever one it's closer to, you give it to. If it's equidistant to the two of them, then they divide it between the two of them. So to review what we learned today, we said that you have to distance your ladder from a shovach by 4 amos to prevent pests from getting in. You have to distance a wall from a gutter by 4 amos so that they could put a ladder there. You have to distance a shovach from a city. Machlokas Tanayim, Tanakama says 50 amos, and Rabbi Yehuda says arba'as kurin. But if you bought a property that and not only from a city but from your own property line, if you bought a property that had it closer to the property line, so then it's becheskaso that you're allowed to keep it that way. And then in Mishnah Vav we said that if you find a bird that's not yet able to fly within 50 amos of a shovach, it belongs to that shovach, but more than 50 amos away you're allowed to keep it. If it's within 50 amos of 2 shovachs, you assume it belongs to whichever one is closer, and if they're equidistant, then they both divided. But next time we'll pick up with Perek Bey's Mishnah Zayin.